But he came back to Butte. He had no desire to be anywhere else. So he came back to Butte, and he had known my grandmother prior to that. Her name was Frances Urbana Driscoll, but everyone knew her as Fritz. And she was a hat maker. She had apprenticed as a hat maker. And they got married, and they ended up having 7 children. And they were all born at home in the house I grew up in. So it was a large family. I had 49 first cousins. So, I mean, it's like I said to somebody, when you were going out on a date, you had to check and see who they were related to, because you didn't want to be dating your cousin. So it was an interesting life. But I can remember going on house calls with my grandfather. My grandma would drive over and pick him up at like 4 o'clock. He finished his appointments, and then we would go do house calls all over. So those days are gone. In fact, when he died, while he was alive, I remember him taking payment. He'd come home with baked bread or a live chicken or this or that or the other thing, and that was fine with him. He never sent out a bill. People just came and asked what they owed and paid. When he died, it was in his will that the files containing the money owed to him be destroyed in our fireplace. So we did that. We sat there and burned file drawers full of bills. And that was the way he wanted it. He never was in it for money. He didn't really care about the money. He did rounds every single day of the week at the hospital. He took Thursday afternoons off. That was his fishing day. And he was off on Saturday and Sunday, but he still did his rounds, and if there were house calls to be made, he went on house calls. But they don't do that anymore. But he taught me always to question the doctor, which has, I've had a lot of medical problems. So at some point, some of my doctors were a little less than thrilled with me because I always questioned what they were doing, what they were giving to me, and why, and blah, blah, blah. And as my grandfather once said, doctors think they're infallible, so question. So, you know, I learned some good lessons from him.